Well, friends, you're listening to Attorney David New on Stand in the Gap today. He is our constitutional expert, and the point he is making is a powerful one, and that is that in 1940, with the Cantwell versus Connecticut Supreme Court decision, that created a filter or a lens through which we now view the Constitution that was written in 1787 and ultimately finally ratified in 1789. In other words, we view the Constitution differently after 1940 and this Cantwell versus Connecticut decision than we did prior to 1940. And what David is saying is this: the Bill of Rights were not applicable to the states. They were applicable to the federal government only. How does that flesh out? Let me give an illustration, then I'm going to ask David what we can do to correct this. We've had this gentleman on our radio program before. His name is Coach Joe Kennedy from Bremerton High School. He was the one that took a knee at the end of football games, and, of course, that created an uproar, and he ultimately lost his job over that. Prior to 1940, that decision would have not gone anywhere other than to the state constitution of Washington to address that issue. Now, the federal government and the Supreme Court is delving into these issues, which is really none of their business. Now, David, we are here. We have the problem. The water's flowed over the dam up to this point. What do we do to reverse this incorrect understanding of the application of the Bill of Rights?
What the Supreme Court did is that they amended the Constitution by themselves. They're the only branch within the federal government that has the power, illegally, but has the power to do it. And they did it using the 14th Amendment. They have amended the Constitution. They rewrote the First Amendment. And now, instead of saying Congress, it now, on their copy, says Congress and no state. They added three words. There are 45 words in the First Amendment. The Supreme Court in 1940 amended the First Amendment, most Americans do not know this, and added three words and put in state. And that made, the reason why they did this is power. P-O-W-E-R. These people are power crazy. They don't even know how much power they have. They, all by themselves, nine people, decide what marriage is. That is insane. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When the revolution occurred in 1776, they revolted against Great Britain for less abuse of power than what's going on today.
Precisely. Precisely.
There's no question about it. The reason why this goes on is because it's extremely popular. People think they gain power having the Bill of Rights applied to their states. They don't realize they lose power. We would have a lot more freedom in this country if the Bill of Rights were limited to the federal government. We would decide the votes for gay marriage for and against would be binding then. We would decide whether you could pray in your public school. And in some cases, you'll like the answer. In some cases, you won't like the answer. But you get to decide.
Well, David, to try to clarify this for our listeners here today, you say that the Supreme Court rewrote the First Amendment. Yep. Now, literally, there is not a rewriting of it. And so, am I correct? In other words, they rewrote it without writing it literally down. It's just the way they are interpreting it and practicing
exactly.
It. Is that correct?
Exactly. That is correct.
Okay. And is this taught in law school?
Oh, yes. This is the most powerful lie taught in law school.
Okay.
That the Bill of Rights apply to the states.
Okay.
That is numero uno. That makes the Supreme Court more powerful than the president and all the Congress in terms of issues involving religion, in terms of free speech, in terms of anything to do with a criminal trial.
Okay.
They have more power than the president and the Congress combined.
Well, and of course, that's unconstitutional because they are to be equal, equal branches of the government. Here's the point. We've got just about 3 minutes to bring this to a conclusion. How do we correct that? I mean, I've been told, and of course, you're an attorney, you've gone through law school. I've been told that many schools, many universities where they have a law school, they don't actually teach constitutional law. They just teach case law. Is that correct?
Correct. That is absolutely correct. In other words, what that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that when they teach the First Amendment, guess where they start?
With certain
cases. Do they start in 1789? No. They start in 1940 in most law schools. The only thing a lawyer knows is what the Supreme Court did from 1940 onward.
Okay.
What happened 150 years earlier dies.
Okay, now we've got to bring this to a point here, to a head here.
Oh,
just 2 minutes. What is the solution? How do we get this back on track, David?
Well, I can tell you right now, it's not good. It's like pulling teeth from a shark.
Well, you've got a minute and a half to tell us.
the Supreme Court does not want to give up this power. These people are a super legislative branch. They have more power in certain areas than the Congress of the United States.
But how do we get them in line with their power?
The only way you can do it is to educate the public so that they see that when they are told that the Bill of Rights protects them, what it really is, it's a give me the power card to the Supreme Court. They don't understand that they have lost power.
So what,
they think they've gained power.
So what you're saying is that Mr. and Mrs. Joe and Sally America need to understand the Constitution, get to learn it,
yes,
and demand that those in government in all three branches rule according to our law of the land, the Constitution.
Gary, let me jump in here. And
that's
David,
correct. That is correct.
Let me ask this, David New. How important then is it that someone like Judge Roy Moore in Alabama, who understands this, how important is it that he be elected to the United States Senate, a seat he's running for to fill the seat vacated by Jeff Sessions? It's critical we get people like this in the Congress of the United States, is it not?
David, you've got a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in Alabama, please, I recommend Judge Roy Moore. He is a great man of God. Please vote for this man. If it's permitted, vote for him as often as you can.
Vote often and vote early, but get
there you go. David, let me ask you this, because I'm going to have Gary pray, but before he prays, you have written books that deal with this topic. Tell our listeners where they can go to get these books and arm themselves with the very knowledge you're talking about.
Well, there's one book that deals directly with this issue. It's called The First Amendment and the Bill of Rights for Beginners, and you can get it on Amazon.com. Eventually, it's going to be put on the American Pastors Network, but also this issue will be covered in my latest book coming out later this year called The Separation of Church and State for Beginners, and I cover this issue in great detail in that book.
And where can they go to get them?
It'll come out. Well, they can get the First Amendment and the Bill of Rights, and that's discussed right there on Amazon.com. The one that's coming out later this year, the first is called the Separation of Church and State for Beginners. That will be out by the end of the year.